All right. Now, if you're here listening to episode 2, you're a rider. Me and you are mad cool. I haven't met you yet. I don't know if I ever will meet you, but you're the coolest. You know why? Because you might not know me from a pan. Well, usually people say a can, but I'm going to say a pan of spit. Because I've never seen a pan of spit before. I'm pretty sure you've probably seen like a cup of spit if it was yours. Maybe you went to the dental office or some shit like that. But like a pan of spit? That's ill. That's disgusting. Imagine you go to somebody's house and you see a pan full of liquid on their stove. You're like, hey, what's he cooking? Yeah, no, that's just a pan of spit. Where does the conversation go after that? Do you just leave? Like, would you actually stay if someone told you they had a pan of spit on the stove? Goodness, just, I understand how random this is, but just stick with me. Me personally, I would just walk out. I wouldn't ask why. I wouldn't ask what they're doing with the pan of spit. I would just walk out, block them. If I run to them again in person, I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, so, like I said, you don't know me from a pan of spit, and you here, and you rocking with me, and I appreciate that, because I'm one random person who is just letting these things go rapid fire, but slow motion. Because there is no set date that I'm dropping shit. I'm just dropping stuff. And it was funny because I opened the app, what, like, yesterday. So then today I opened it again. So I'm going to just go listen to myself. And I was like, oh, yeah, 3 people listen. Mind you, I lied when I said I was going to share the first episode to people I want to listen to it. I didn't do that. I really didn't. So when I saw there was 3 people that listened, I'm like, wow. 3 people actually found it. I guess that's the algos at work. And people just like, hey, let me just listen to this new shit. See what it's about. Plus it says cause. So I'm pretty sure people are like, probably those 3 people that listened were people who thought it was the actual cause, like the clothing line and the and the toy podcast. So I probably kind of like tricked them, maybe. Who knows? But I was listening to that first episode, and I liked it. I thought the end was to me. I told y'all to shut up. And I kind of second-guessed. I was like, yo, should I take that out? And I was like, no. That's how I felt when I did it, so I'm just going to leave it. But the one thing that was that caught me was the reference to the skydiving ratios. Because I said, you know what? Let me fact-check that, because Kami's always wrong. So I went and looked, and I was wrong. It wasn't a 1 in 50,000 chutes that don't open. It's 1 in 1,000. But still, it sucks to suck. Because I don't want to be that 1 in 1,000, do you? I don't want to be the 1 in whatever that's bad out of whatever ratio. If it's a certain amount of people that fall down the stairs every other day, I just don't want to be that 1. Because I don't know if you fell down the stairs before, but that shit is not fun. I fell down the stairs a couple times. And then one time I had a friend when I was younger. He was older than me. And this is how I know, like, your friends really do matter. Because this nigga was a dickhead. He used to slide down the stairs on his stomach to, I guess, get him prepared for punches in the hood. Because when he was younger, it was really bad outside. So he was like, nobody gonna punch harder than a flight of stairs. And I was like, come on, son. What are you talking about? And he really, like, slid down the stairs, like, face, like, head first. with his stomach to the stairs and just was like, and I was like, yo, you good? He got to the bottom of the stairs. Yeah, I'm good, bro. Your turn. I was like, nah, I'm cool. But you doing a good job, though. At least I was a supportive friend. You know what I mean? Even though that was some dumbass shit, it made him happy. It's not like he was losing teeth or bleeding afterwards, so I didn't think he had to stop. I mean, yeah, he could hurt himself in the future, but he's in a young adult, and he had to learn that the hard way, if anything. I feel like that was a repressed memory. I haven't thought about that shit in mad fucking long. But, alright. First episode, I didn't really give you no info on me. I was just speaking. I was just being, I don't know, I was just putting some out so Anchor would start distributing. And I was like, yo, they're not going to start distributing until I put something in. I wasn't just going to upload anything of me just screaming, because apparently you can't just delete your first episode. You have to post a second episode to get rid of your first episode, if anything. So it's kind of like a trap. They're like, hey, you want to get this down, buddy? You got to give us more content. Aha. Aha. So I said, all right, let me record something else. All right, so we're going to use the second episode as the intro to me instead of me doing it on the first episode like I was supposed to. So now you're 7 minutes in and you're finally going to learn about me. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't the chaos beautiful? Come on. Let's relish in it. All right. So I'm Kami from Brooklyn. I have a great business with my friends called Cups and Convos. We throw game nights. We have this great show where we grab people to come together and talk about gender relation issues and basically just give them the platform, because yes, a lot of people who come on our web series have a platform, but some don't. So we're giving everyone a platform to basically get their shit off. The game nights we used to throw once a month before COVID, and that just sucked. So it's been like a year and change since we threw a game night or any social event in general. Outside of that, as far as the internet is concerned, I always say the same thing. I'm 5'2", 220. Now, do with that what you will. Because I feel like you can be whoever you want on the internet. And I choose to be a 5'2 male that weighs 220. Why, you might ask? Because the internet is so fickle. Like, the way women treat short men on the internet is so fucking mean. And women always talk about how insensitive men are and how mean they are. And I literally just sit there watching women. Like, women will wake up 6 o'clock in the morning and be like, good morning to all, like, good morning only tall men, or tall men only. And like, when a short man reads some shit like that, I'm sure it doesn't affect all of them, but I'm pretty sure it affects a good number of them, especially if it's a girl that they're interested in or they find cute or whatever the case may be. That sucks to suck. Because now you're getting bashed for no reason. Like, you didn't even wake up for this. You woke up all positive and shit. And then now, here's one of many women. Because you'll go on Twitter, you'll see that. You'll go on Instagram, you'll see that. You'll see just nonstop. Now, I'm an advocate for that shit. Like, I feel like y'all need to cut that shit out, bro. Because men, I'm not gonna front, men make jokes too. I feel like we all do. I don't think, I personally don't think men go as hard as women do with these short jokes, the broke jokes, the little dick jokes, and the hairline jokes. Y'all gotta chill out with that. Like, every time I see videos of dudes getting the frontals now, y'all don't knock it. It gives them the confidence they need to go outside and and do their thing. Mind you, and this is a personal thing, I feel like there's a lot of dudes who could rock the baldy better than they could rock hair. They just don't have the confidence for it. So they're going to get the lace fronts. Now, I don't see what the big deal is if a man gets a lace front at my big age now, because I got a full head of hair, but shit, if I needed one of those, I might get me some dreads, because I don't got the patience for dreads. Who is sitting there going through that process? I commend y'all for going through it, and it looks cool as fuck, but me, I cannot go through that process. So if I could just sit down for 40 minutes and have 20-year dreads, sign me the fuck up. Like, I like when women get the fake dreads. That shit is cute as hell. Personal preference. But when women make fun of it, it kind of gets a little spooky, because and now it's a whole wig era. So how is it any different? If I bag you at the club, you look good, I look good, and we get back to the crib, and as we approach the bedroom, you know, I skip mad steps, getting to know each other, get drinks, maybe go out to eat. I skipped it all, but just roll with me. We get up to the bedroom, and now we're about to get in bed, so we're undressing ourselves. If you, on your end, you're taking off your eyelashes, you're taking off your makeup, you're taking off your wig, you know what I mean? And I'm on the other end, I'm taking off my beard, I'm taking off my hairline. I'm dissembling just like you. There should be no issue, for real, for real. It really shouldn't. Because to me, it's the same thing. And I don't knock any woman for doing it. I'm just saying, don't knock a man who just wants to feel confident. Just like you want to feel confident. Because I don't know, there was some study, and again, I'm always wrong, but the study did exist. My numbers are probably going to be wrong or a little bit off, but I'm pretty sure they said like it was about 80% or 70% of women can't leave the house without some kind of makeup on now. And it could be light, lip gloss or like some kind of powder. I don't know. I'm not really prevalent to makeup like that, but I do know. These days, before it used to be the wig, but now it's more so the eyelashes. Women don't feel comfortable without like the winged eyelashes. They feel like they look young, which I feel like you should embrace more than anything, looking young. Do you understand how valuable looking young is? Everyone wants to look older, be older, look older, be older. Why? Yo, being old sucks. Adulting sucks. Becoming elderly sucks ass. Me personally, I never want to be old. I do not want to be old. I tell people all the time, I want to live to 72, maybe 75. I feel like once you get to that point, shit starts to regress. And you start to go back into the infant stages. It's like full circle. And then there's people say, hey, if you take care of yourself, you'll be good at that age. But who wants to do that? Deadass. Who wants to take care of themselves? We want to be healthy, but really, really take care of yourself. You go to the store, you try to buy some healthy shit. they knock you over the head way harder than if you try to buy some bullshit. But that's just how it is. But you should take care of yourself. You should want to be healthy. You should do these things. But when do we really do all the things that we should? When is it really fun? Because from what I see, fun to y'all is sniffing and smoking and drinking and doing all the bad shit you're not supposed to be doing. Which you should get out your system. Get it out your system. Not to say that you have to do it, because I'm not an advocate for it, but taking care of yourself is boring. Working out can be lit. I've had my my era where that's all I wanted to do. But when you're out of shape, it's time to get back in that groove. That shit is hard as hell. And cheating seems so much more fun than actually sticking to it. So, yeah, I don't care to regress. I don't care to get old. I don't care to be dependent on the young fuckers coming up, because these kids have no respect. These kids have no loyalty. They have been raised by Instagram, Facebook, memes, reality television, and I'll be damned if I'm 60, 70 years old and some little fucker tries to beat me up because he knows he can. I'm gonna shoot that nigga in the foot. 100%. Because there's no way you came from my loins, you gonna put your hands on me. Not to say that's gonna happen. I mean, but the way I see the norm happening, yo. Like, the only time you really used to see shit like that is on Maury and Jerry Springer type shit when we was younger. But I feel like now that shit is so prevalent. That shit is so regular to just be at war with your elders, or like just to come for your elders. No respect. And if you don't have respect, you have nothing. Literally. So, yeah. I feel that was like the longest run on topic. Since the first episode. The first episode, I actually said to myself, I don't know what to talk about now, but I just realized I was just talking and jumping from point to point to point to point to point to point. And I think, why not? And that can just be what I do. There's no norm. There's no status quo to your platform. So, it's like I said on the episode, I feel like talking. So, that's what I'm gonna do. And I'm not necessarily a fan of super, super long content unless you're invested. Maybe one day I'll get to the point where I'm doing 1 hour episodes and shit like that. But right now, keeping it short, you know. I kind of learned that from my boy, Reek, and the Good Brother Experience. You should go listen to that podcast. It's really dope. He has short podcasts. I think it's like no more than 30 minutes. But he sits there and he talks to himself. Kind of inspired me to do it. I thought what he was doing was amazing. I was like, I should do that too. I should just like make a podcast, talk to myself, and maybe people will be able to connect to me better hearing me talk for long periods of time. Because the only people who really hear me speak for long periods of time are my friends and people I speak to when I run into them. I feel like I provide good conversation to people that I speak to. I don't think I'm boring. I do have a lot to say as far as my opinion goes. I don't really have a lot to say in general. So if I'm out, I'm not itching to talk to people. I like to be there. I like to enjoy the vibe, soak up the ambiance, observe humans, because people watching is fun. I don't know why that's not promoted as much, but if you just watch people, especially not in a creepy way, all right, get your mind out the gutter. We're not staring at people sexually. We're not objectifying people. I'm talking about just chilling, watching people in their element. That is more entertaining than television because it's real. When you watch TV, a lot of the stuff, which some of it can be real, like when the quote-unquote reality television shows, like if a person falls on the floor, that's real. If they scrape their arm, that's real. If they fall in the pool, that's real. But it can be planned. It can be scheduled. I'm not with that. I watch, all right, with me, when I watch TV shows that are obviously scripted, I don't mind that. It's entertainment, just like a movie, just like a TV show. But my only issue is I cannot stand when I can predict what's going to happen next. It is a pet peeve of mine. It makes me turn off multi-million dollar productions. I don't care. You put your life into this. You put your, what, last 8 months into this. You should be more, like, into it. You should be putting more into it. Like, this should be more effort. Stop making cliche shit. Somebody gave you $10 million to make a movie. Why is this shit cliche? Unless cliche is what you were going for. If that was the premise of the movie or the TV show, cool. But me personally, I can't subscribe to that. And I'm the type of person who nitpicks. So, well, just at that, not in general. I nitpick that. And I could say that it's just hard. It's just hard for me. So if something is too predictable, I can't watch it. If it's, and I don't care for random, I don't care for horror. For you people sickos who love horror movies, why? The only horror movies I used to get into was Freddy vs. Jason, because it was funny, and Scream. And Scream was really like a torture. It was like self-torture for me. Because I did ass used to dream about that nigga. Only because he was one agile motherfucking killer. He ran. He used to run. Like Freddy. You know, Jason. Jason was some bullshit. Sudden walk 2 miles an hour. Used to catch people who jumped on flights and cars and mass transportation. He should still get to them. So that's some bullshit. But I was young. I wouldn't watch a Jason movie now. Or if they came out with a new one, I wouldn't watch that. But, yes, the Scream dude. Oh, man. He used to stab the fuck out of people. And I'm from Brooklyn. I was terrified of getting stabbed up. So I resonated with that shit. But imagine running from him. He used to run. He used to be like, you try to run through a door, he stick his arm in there and be swiping the knife like a maniac. I was like, yo, I want no smoke with son. So I used to watch, so I know like his movements. So if I ever ran into him, I knew what to do and how he moved and how he tried to trick people. That's really why I watched it. Now that I think about it as an adult, I was over here scoping the enemy. I'm a sick guy, so. Who thinks about that as a kid? You see what Brooklyn does to you growing up? You just find the ops everywhere. I found an op in a movie that I never met. But, I used to see him every year during Halloween. That's why he lived in my brain rent-free. See how it all makes sense when you talk things out? Because I used to hate seeing that mask. when I was younger. Now I don't have no problem with it. But when I was a kid, yo, if you was wearing that mask, I really didn't fuck with you. I wanted to fight. And everyone was wearing the mask. So you can imagine how I felt around Halloween or around that time. But I'm glad things like that don't bother me no more. Now I see the mask, I'd be like, ah, that was cute. I like when people have the one that bleeds. Like, I guess it, I don't know if you're pressing a button to make it do that, or you just got to keep moving the mask up and down, but it looks like it's bleeding on the inside. That's the best one. The regular one that you just get Rite Aid, super cheap, it's ass. Like, you know, another fun fact, I've never dressed up for Halloween, right? So, after this COVID shit, and being stuck in the crib for about a year and change, I was actually thinking about it this time around. So it's April. It's the end of April right now. So I still got some time to think about if I want to do it. I might have to shave my beard, because all the cool masks, I don't think I would look right or be comfortable in a beard if I wanted to do it. Beards are cool, but they get in the way when you want to do shit sometimes, for real. But yeah, I never dressed up for Halloween. I never got into that. I used to like watch my friends do it, but me, not so much. I don't know. Another thing, since COVID, it just opened my eye to a lot of things. And I felt like I was too cool to do a lot of shit. Not that I think I'm cool, I just didn't. I'm just using it as a term. I just didn't think I needed to do it. I thought I always had the option to do stuff. That's what tragedy does, man. It shows you that nothing is promised. No time with people, with situations, are promised. So, to say you never did something so simple as dressing up with your friends and having a good time is kind of extra. And trust me, they asked. And I've even planned it. I've even said a year before one time, like, yeah, next year we'll do this. And I never do that shit. That's kind of foul. You know? I'm not trying to get sad and stuff. But, you know, you do. Basically, the moral of the story, we should make the most of our time. Make the most memories and good moments with our peoples that we can, because once you do it, it lives forever. Even if y'all fall out after, it lives forever, and you get to relive it or talk about it or whatever makes you happy, you know. Because even before I started the podcast, I was tweeting about pictures, and I realized that I am present in more videos recorded from afar than I am present in pictures with people. And obviously they're taking the videos because, yeah, they fuck with me. But at the same time, we don't have pictures together. And every now and then I'll get like a tag on Instagram of me being recorded from a distance. And it happened a couple times recently, so it made me think about it. Now, I'm not a picture person. I never ought to take pictures. I'm never like, hey, let's take a picture together. Group photo. No, it's never me. Or even like a solo photo with somebody. It's never really me. And I don't know why. I just never cared for it. But I feel like I should. I feel like I should get into taking more pictures and remembering things like that. Because, boom, take a picture and it's there. But I feel like people don't, even though they keep pictures and they hold on to them, they don't hold the same value like they did when I was younger. Because you took a picture, took it to the store, you got it developed, you got it framed. Now, I'm not saying everybody got to frame their pictures, but at least go get them developed. In this digital age, even though we have the cloud, you can take a picture, save it, but you can lose it. And when people are in their feelings, which is a story for another day, but when people are in their feelings, they just delete stuff. Now, say someone took a picture of you and them on their phone, or they have it on their Instagram, and you don't have a copy, and you wasn't pressed to screenshot it off of their stuff. If they delete, the picture's gone. Now, they might want to forget that memory. They might want to forget that picture, but who says you do? You know? So at least when you go and you develop pictures, and you make copies, and you share it, you know how dope it would be if you take pictures with people? Not how dope it would be, because that's how it used to be. People used to take pictures together, and then they develop it, and on the back, they'd write things. They'd write the date, they'd write where they were, or they just sign it together. That's dope. And that shouldn't just be something that people do with the opposite sex. No, you should do it with your homegirls, you should do it with your mans. People should do this. People should do this. And I'm a strong advocate for it. Because memories matter. Even if you fall out, the good ones always matter. Because they help you. They enrich you. And we should never forget them. And I think that's a good note to end this on. Because this episode is 2 times longer than the last one. So if you listen to this whole thing, like I said, I appreciate you. If you like it, I appreciate you. I don't have enough listeners to see, like, my analytics and who's doing what. And with Anchor, I don't really know how it really goes with the subscribing and stuff like that. Because I know it sends it to all platforms, but the only one I really know is Spotify. And I heard it takes like 2 weeks to get to Apple. So I don't know what's going on. So at the moment, I'm just talking to myself. Even though I've seen those 3 listeners, those first 3 listeners. And if I knew who those first 3 listeners were and they lived locally, I'd take them out for a drink. Even though you might kill me. But YOLO. Anyway, thanks for listening. And if you liked what you heard, shut up.